Tom Seaman Knight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Patricia Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E. Her address is 14443 Carnegie, C-A-R-N-E-G-I Road, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone 530-873-1877. Her ID is XXX-XXX-9634. Date of birth 10/22/1936. Eighty-five-year-old right-handed woman. Insurance is Medicare / TRICARE. Pharmacy is leave a blank. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L, El-Kahal, E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D, Paradise Medical Group, that's the next line. Next line is 6470 Pence Road, Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969. The phone is 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible early cognitive decline. Dear Dr. El-Kahal, Patricia Krause was seen initially in December of 2021, having been initiated on donepezil and memantine and supplemental thyroid with meclizine tablets for transient vertigo. New paragraph. She was seen for reevaluation in February. And subsequently completed high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging at Open Systems Imaging, you capitalize Open Systems Imaging, which demonstrated no significant hippocampal volume loss, with only minor volume loss in the inferior temporal gyri bilaterally, without other unusual findings. Isolated minor paraventricular white matter ischemic changes were also identified. There was no ventricular enlargement, but she did demonstrate multiple choroid plexus cysts. New paragraph. Her diagnostic laboratory studies for dementia evaluation were normal except for an elevated TSH. New paragraph. More recently, she completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, showing some cognitive dysfunction with difficulty in placement recollection, retention of written information, reduced novel learning, increased simple mistakes, difficulty with word-finding ability, difficulty with information retention, difficulty with distractibility, difficulty with name familiarity, reduced attention, and concentration. She also demonstrated mild to moderate levels of symptoms of fatigue, slight to mild anxiety, some mild symptoms of depression, with some sense of emotional exhaustion. She had isolated symptoms, that's a new paragraph, she had isolated symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, at times becoming easily upset and feeling angry. She described no symptoms of difficulty in participating in social roles and activities. And reported no reduction in her satisfaction in her social roles and activities. denied any significant sleep disturbance other than at times feeling sleepy during the daytime. New paragraph. At times, she reports some difficulty with communication. She reported no symptoms of upper extremity dysfunction. In motor control, new paragraph, she reported slight to mild symptoms of difficulty with lower extremity control, ascending and descending stairs, walking on uneven surfaces, some difficulty taking a 20-minute brisk walk, walking on a slippery surface, having difficulty climbing step over step without a handrail, or walking in a dark room. She reported no sense of self-stigmatization. New paragraph, as you may remember, she recently fell out of their truck and suffered a mild traumatic brain injury with the development of a right-sided subdural hematoma for which she was hospitalized overnight at Enlo Hospital. New paragraph. Since that time, she's had episodes of lightheadedness, dizziness, ataxia, but no history of serious headaches, but reports some difficulty with her cognition. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical, her neurological examination today appears to be within broad limits of normal, without any serious motor or sensory dysfunction, ataxia, or difficulty with ambulation. New paragraph. In consideration for this history presentation and her current findings, and the laboratory study results, I am ordering additional follow-up thyroid function testing, considering the fact that she's being evaluated by Dr. Lacaredi, L-A-K-A-R-E-D-D-Y, for findings of identified bradycardia. Advanced thyroid function studies will be done to exclude hypothyroidism. New paragraph. We discussed her clinical findings and the fact that she suffered a traumatic brain injury. New paragraph, at this time, she does not appear to be a candidate for reevaluation imaging, but I've instructed her to contact us should she develop any change in her symptoms over a period of time. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with the results of the follow-up lab testing for further recommendations. subparagraph, carbon copies of her laboratory studies will be submitted to your office and that of Dr. Lockeretti. New paragraph. She will need to be followed for her symptoms of a closed head injury post-traumatic disorder. Considering any further treatment that might be required, including neuropsych testing and cognitive rehab. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.